Hey there, blogging lady. Welcome back to another episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers podcast. Today, I'm going to give you a little rundown of everything that I'm going to be working on to grow my blog in 2024. After becoming a mom, my blog took a huge backseat. Writing blog posts, updating old blog posts, and doing much of anything for the blog was just not a priority at all. But now I have a tiny bit more time on my hands since, you know, my mom takes the baby two times a week, my mother-in-law takes the baby two times a week now, so I have a lot more time on my hands to get things done. It's become my main priority now that I need to get my blog back in order again this year. And so, yeah, that's like my main priority, getting the blog back in order, doing the tasks that I need to do to help my blog to actually be growing this year. So with that being said, I want to get started. But first, I want to let you know that I do have a new freebie. So go down below in the link in the show notes to steal up some free ClickUp templates, a free blogging schedule ClickUp template, and a free blog content planner on ClickUp template, okay? So number one, my SEO is my very first priority. After 2 years of not paying any attention to my SEO, my rankings started decreasing super fast. I was no longer ranking on page one for the blog coaching keywords, which was very upsetting because I really do want to be number one again. Like, you know, because all my clients find me from the blog coaching keywords, which, you know, now I really need to focus on getting back to the number one spot. So, you know, more potential clients will see me as number one. So, you know, I haven't been booking as many discovery calls as I was, which is fine because my coaching is like pretty much booked out as it is. So I can't really take in any more clients for the next couple months, but I could be, you know, selling more, getting people more into my membership, getting more discovery calls if I was that number one spot again. Now I'm still getting a ton, but like not as much as I would and as I used to when I was getting, there's like something in my eye. Not as much as I used to when I was the number one spot. So to do that, here is what I've done. I added more content to my website pages. So some of my website pages were very thin in Google's eyes, basically meaning there wasn't enough like content and copywriting on that specific page for Google to rank that and to like, for Google to like understand what the page is about. So I lengthened all of my website pages. I added more copy and content to them. And I added a lot more different keywords and related keywords to help me rank on the number one page or the number one spot again. That did help me though rank on the number one page again, which is awesome, but I still want and desire to have that number one spot for all of the blog coaching keywords. I'm currently ranked like 3 to 5 right now, and I want to be the number one again. So that's like my ultimate goal this year. And then I hired an SEO strategist to help me out, actually. He's now going to be taking over all of the SEO. He's going to be fixing all of my SEO issues. He's done amazing keyword research to help me rank even more, implementing better SEO on my website. And I'm so thankful for it. Like, I do have a lot of knowledge on SEO, and I know that I could do it because I've done it before. I have been that number one spot for all of those blog coaching keywords. But, you know, I need like an expert who has the time to work on it for me because I don't really have the time anymore. I'm juggling, you know, 10 clients right now. I'm working on 5 website designs all at once and I just don't have that time. And I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I'm only working 2 times a week. So if you can imagine how organized I need to be with my time and prioritize like my main tasks that I should be doing as the CEO of this Boss Lady Bloggers business, Like, my main priorities is my clients and my client projects and making sure that my clients are, like, super happy. And my goal should be, or, like, my tasks every day should be just the decision-making of this business and not, you know, taking actions on things that I don't really need to do, like SEO. Like, it's not a task that I should be doing that I can just, like, easily hire out. And, you know, this SEO strategist can be doing all of this for me. So, also, you know, from the things that I have implemented before I hired him, I was currently at a SEO score, on-page SEO score of 86, and now it's 91 and increasing. So my on-page SEO is considered very good right now, but of course I want it to be even more better, and the SEO strategist is hopefully going to be getting me to a really good, perfect score, you know? So, I was, like, in the 10th spot for blog coaching keywords, and now I'm, like, in, like, 3 to 5 spot range. But I am on the first page, which is so exciting. I'm also focusing myself on heavily updating all of my blog posts. So, as I said before, like, my blog really took a huge backseat after becoming a mom, and I just, like, didn't have time for it at all. To, like, update all of the blog posts and such, like, that's just so much work. It really is. Like, all of my old, outdated blog posts from, like, years ago really needed to be rewritten. I needed to add more freebies. I had a lot of broken links, which was hurting my SEO score as well. So I've been going every day, or every week at least, like, at least 3 blog posts is the goal for every single week. But I've been trying my best to update these blog posts and put in new freebies, new images. I've noticed, like, my images were, like, breaking too from, like, my old blog posts. So, you know, what I did was in my ClickUp, I put all of my blog posts in a sheet on ClickUp, like, in the docs on ClickUp. And I made, like, a table. And then I put the blog post titles in one column. And then the update date that I wanted to update it on, and then the next update, so I know, like, you know, in the next 5 months, you need to go back and you need to somehow update this. So, and then I made a task right from ClickUp. You can make a task right from the docs. So I just turned the title into a task, which then went into my blog management list as a task for me to update. And then I have a workflow to go through each step of the update blog post section. And this, like, has really been helping me, like, streamline the process to get all of these blog posts updated and rewritten. And yeah, so this is gonna definitely help my SEO. Like, if you haven't been updating your blog posts, you really, really need to, because it's just going to help your rankings. Because keywords, you know, sometimes they get, like, too hard for your site to rank for, so then you need to switch up your keyword strategy for that blog post again. So you always need to go back and you need to rewrite the content to make it better, because, you know, us as bloggers, like, as we write more and more posts, we just get better. So our old blog posts, we need to go back and we need to rewrite to make them, like, 10 times better than we did when we were, like, a beginner blogger. So yeah, and then I've decided to work on my Pinterest this year. So I did not have time for Pinterest at all. I was not patient with Pinterest. Like, in the beginning, of course, like, the strategy was just different back then. In the beginning when I started a blog, like, my blog was super easy to, like, get traffic to back then with Pinterest, because the strategy on Pinterest was just so simple and easy. Like, you can just post as many pins as you want, as many Pinterest, like, blog post links as you want. You didn't need to have fresh pins. You could just, like, recycle through those pins. Like, there was no, like, super in-depth, like, crazy strategy like how there is now. So, yeah, I mean, it was so much easier to do it, like, back then. But now I'm like, I don't want to get organic traffic from Pinterest. So what I've been doing is I've been paying for ads on Pinterest, and I don't want to do that anymore. I've decided, or I'm still going to run ads, of course, like my main important pins, but what I want to focus on is organic Pinterest strategy. But I still don't have the time for it. I'm a mom. I'm running a full-time business, or not full-time, but I'm running a business. I got 10 clients. I'm focusing mainly on my clients. I'm working on my business like when I have my baby napping or after he naps or like in the mornings, like before he wakes up. Like I'm just trying to fit in like little increments of time to work on my business. And my main priority is always going to be my clients. So I don't have time for Pinterest. I don't have time to be in Canva and creating graphics and like, that's not what I should be doing when I can just easily hire it out, right? So I hired a Pinterest manager and I hired this girl on Upwork, and she's been doing a very, very good job managing my Pinterest, and she's been getting me results. Like if I can go, oops, my iPad is on my mouse here. Like, let me tell you these numbers really quick. It's amazing. I had like no traffic whatsoever coming from my Pinterest at all. So in the last, oops, this is not my analytics. So my impressions are up by 363%. I had like zero impressions whatsoever, like maybe a couple hundred, and now I have 6.43, and it just keeps getting larger. 6.43 thousand. So over 6,000 engagements have been up 604%. My outbound links are up by 83%. Saves are up by 700%. Total audience of 558%. Like, she is doing absolutely amazing, and I'm not even paying her that much, which is so awesome. Like, I know, like, when you think of, like, hiring employees, like, you think that you have to hire, like, for, like, a couple hundred dollars or, like, $1,000 per month, but that's not the case. Like, I found this lovely girl on Upwork, and I just decided to go with her. She had amazing reviews, you know, and I'm not paying her that much. And yeah, she's like doing amazing and she's actually getting me results. The thing about outsourcing is that, yeah, it does cost money, but it's going to help you grow and grow faster. And if you don't have that time to do things yourself, like if you do have the time, go do it, because it's going to help you grow in the long term. But, you know, if you don't have that time, just hire somebody on Upwork to do it for you. And just trust in it. Like, you just have to trust people that they will know what they're doing. And if they don't know what they're doing, you can teach them. You can literally just like teach somebody to do like the tasks that you don't have time for and do it as good as you would do it yourself, you know? But hiring is the best thing that you could do. So yeah, Pinterest wasn't my overall strategy either, because like all of my clients, like all of my potential clients, people who book discovery calls with me, they find me from Google. So because I'm on the number one page of Google for all the blog coaching keywords, they find me there. So if they're actively searching for a blog coach, they're going to find me. So they book a call through there. And then they also find me through my podcast. I've been having a lot of ladies come to me through my podcast and saying, I found you on your podcast and then I saw you on Google. So I'm like, I had to work with this lady. So yeah. Anyways, the next thing I'm doing is I'm paying more attention to Instagram. So, but I'm keeping it like a simple strategy. Like, I'm not going to think about doing all the things anymore. I am just focusing on simple and repurposing. I am repurposing content. I create so many masterclasses for my membership. So I'm thinking that, you know, like I can repurpose all of these masterclasses and make it just so simple. Like the masterclass slides that I create, like some infographics or something, and then explain it within the caption. So I'm repurposing blog posts. So, you know, I make sure to add like, you know, new blog post image. And I don't care if this is gonna like work or not. Instagram, like the main goal for Instagram is not to make money or to get clients. It's to build brand awareness and just to have fun. That's it. Like, and to educate and nurture the followers that wanna follow me. And I'm not putting so much pressure on myself to post on Instagram to make money. Like, it's just going to be a fun thing for me now and not so much as, like, marketing my business and trying to, like, make these sales. You know what I mean? So, what else did I want to say? I'm reading my notes, by the way. That's why I have my phone. For the YouTube people watching me. That's another thing I'm starting. I want to start YouTube. I want to film myself recording these podcast episodes. And I'm not going to just, like, put too much thought into creating YouTube videos just yet, unless I really like it and people are actually watching my stuff. But I'm thinking, how do I utilize my time in the very best way, but also reach the most people? And what I've come up with is just recording me, reading my notes, and recording my podcast episodes. It's a great way to repurpose content. So that's what I'm doing too. So with Instagram, also, I don't have time for Instagram engagement, and I also hate Instagram engagement. That's the thing. Like, I don't like Instagram and, like, going and, like, commenting on people's posts and then, like, DMing them or whatever. Like, I don't like engagement strategy, and I don't want to do it, and I don't have time to do it. Even if I wanted to, I'd rather be doing what I need to be doing, which is focusing on my clients and writing the content or creating content. I am in this business because I wanted to start creating. And so any other task that goes, you know, outside of clients or creating, I want to outsource. So I hired a lady on Upwork again, a different lady, who's managing my Instagram engagement. And she's growing my account and getting, you know, my account in front of bloggers and other lifestyle, you know, bloggers or just business bloggers or just, you know, my target audience. She's getting my content seen or engagement. She's like growing my following with the ideal people that I want to target. And, you know, this week alone, I'm already up by like 30 followers. It's crazy. It's awesome. And I'm building so many new connections. So what I do is I do still DM people when they DM me, but she starts the conversation and then I take over. But yeah, so it's awesome. And I'm having fun in it. Or I'm having fun doing it, which is like the best thing. Okay, so I'm also focusing on growing my team, but you already know this. I've hired an SEO strategist, a Pinterest manager, and now an Instagram engagement or lead generation specialist. So I'm building my team. Now, I wouldn't really call them like my official team yet, but, you know, I'm getting there. I'm outsourcing, okay? Like, but if I ever do decide that I want them having, like, to be my official team and to, like, stay with me, then I'm going to officially build out my ClickUp. But I want to see, like, more how this is going to unfold and how this is going to go at a longer term to see if I really like these people to stick with them. Like, I'm hiring on Upwork, but eventually I want them to be on a payroll. But are they going to be the right fit for me? I don't know yet. Are they getting me results right now? Yes, they are getting me amazing results, and I'm just going to see how it goes, and then I'm going to officially bring them over to my official team, which is the goal. But if not, then I'm going to find somebody else, maybe somebody else that has more of a knowledge, but that comes with, you know, more money. So when people have, like, more knowledge on things, that's more money, but the people right now, like, I'm not paying that much, and they are doing an amazing job, so I'm just going to see how it goes, like I said. I'm also going to look into hiring a virtual assistant, but I want somebody that's going to be knowledgeable for that role. I really need somebody who I can just say, go get this task done, and she already knows what she's doing. So that needs to come with experience for a virtual assistant. So I'm also focusing on my mental health. Mental health is a super big, you know, thing. Oh my gosh, I just realized I have a client call right now and I'm filming. How responsible am I? Whose call? Okay. Yeah, I might have to pause this. Let's quickly get this done though. I'm like literally almost done, so it's okay. Okay, so I'm also focused on my mental health. So I've been incorporating some new habits. Waking up at 7 in the morning, eat breakfast, shower, and really just take care of my mental health and my mindset. So I have my iPad. Oh, I'm actually filming on it. I was looking over there for my iPad, but I'm literally like filming a YouTube video on it. That's so funny. So I downloaded this new app. It's called Habit. And it gives me like voice reminders. So I could literally record my own voice in this app to remind me of things, like an alarm, but my own voice. So I give myself little reminders here and there to, you know, do this task. Like, I really have to be organized in my day if I'm going to manage my housework, my baby, myself, and my business. So there's a lot of things that I have to do every day. And if I'm not organized and on top of things, and if my mental health is like not doing good, then I'm not getting anything done, right? So I really just like, I wake up early before my baby does, before anybody does in the house. And I just, you know, I write some affirmations and my gratitude list and shower and take care of myself and eat a good healthy breakfast. So, you know, I truly believe that like if my life is a mess, my business will be a mess. If my business is a mess, then my life is a mess. You know, like if I'm not taking care of myself, that reflects in every other area of my life and in my business. So it comes with like my mental health needs to be in check first before everything else can be done. So me first. I'm taking a me first mental health approach. And I'm taking breaks too. Like when I work a lot, I really need those breaks, especially on Tuesdays. Like I'm doing things all day and I'm talking all day. I have like 5 hours of coaching calls today. I'm recording a podcast, maybe even a couple podcasts I do. Sometimes I batch them and I have websites to build. Like there's so much that I have to do today. So I remind myself like, go eat. Like you really need to go feed yourself or you won't have energy to do any of these calls or tasks that you need to get done today. And then the last thing that I'm focused on for this year is client management and my client schedules. I've brought on a lot of like people this year and I've really up-leveled my business just like all in 1 month. Like people just started, you know, wanting to work with me and I've really been scaling this thing and I'm outsourcing and just like things are just growing at a rapid pace right now. But the main thing that I really wanted to heavily focus on is my client experience, like the experience that my clients are going to be having when they join my program and my coaching and my website design service for bloggers. And I really just needed to like manage my time, manage my schedule. And so I built out like, you know, some ClickUp, like client management things and like putting things on the schedule and making sure that things are getting done. I'm also refining the way that I'm communicating, organizing my client projects, communicating with my clients, and just like really building this like streamlined system to be able to take care of them in the best way that I can. And making sure that I'm showing up to calls, which I am late for right now. But she will be understanding and I will go over her call for her like 10 minutes over. I'm only 6 minutes late, so I will go like 10, 15 minutes over for her and she will be fine. She's been with me for like a year now, so she gets it. So yeah, I am focused on client experience and I want to give my clients the best experience that they could possibly have. So now I got to go attend my coaching call that I'm late for and I feel so bad for because I'm literally talking about client experience and I'm not giving her a good client experience. So yeah, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna go serve her in the best way I possibly can. And to round this up, I don't even know how to round this up right now because my mind is like everywhere. Oh, ClickUp templates. If you want some ClickUp templates for your blog, go down below and you can sign up for them. If you want to potentially possibly work with me, then you can go over to my site, bossladybloggers.com, and you can book a free call. This is just going to be like a no pressure chat where we're going to talk about, you know, how I can help you best to see if, you know, are these services going to be the best fit for you? and to see if we vibe. So can we, you know, have this little vibe going on? Can we communicate good? Do we like each other? Stuff like that. So, and if you want to work with me, great. I will send you some information and you can take it from there. If you don't want to work with me, no problem. So yes, that's how I want to wrap this up. And bye. Have a lovely day. Bye.